Okay. Right. Headline on Drudge. So, go ahead.
Yeah, I know Drudge is ridiculous. But anyways, the headline is two old people hugging. So people can hug, I guess, without a mask. So, you know, things are looking up for the elderly. Is this all going to get... What'd you say, Kara?
If they are vaccinated.
If they're vaccinated. Okay, they're hugging because they got vaccinated. And Ian says that the day of reckoning can all happen one day, and 5 million people drop dead right there in one day. Mm-hmm. That can happen. But is sure. They're feeling good with the vaccination. This is short-lived.
It's a false sense. It's a false sense of sobriety. False right. sense of sobriety. And we're not mad, and we don't want anybody to die and all that kind of stuff, but at some point, they're either going to have to have a real hard choice of buy or die, Bob. They're either going to have to be forced to ascend, or they're going to separate from their meat safe body. That's what it's, they're making. They're pushing the point. They're trying to make it an issue. But now they've changed everything, meaning they've got everything crossed up. They've got everything. Biden's in the White House. Things is fucked up. Trump's running the world. Now he's never in the White House. It's just unbelievable, the anomalies that you're witnessing. They're finally going to give off the last money that you approved, the $1.9 trillion, giving it to the goddamn all the wrong people, but then they didn't spend the last trillion you gave them, so I don't know what they're going to do with it. They're just printing money like it's going out of style, so they better go and get some drops to back that up, Bob, because it's a bad day as they work this stuff out. But the point now becomes, is this anomalous condition is moving or shifting or waxing to a new line or level of incredulous design. Incredulous design.
Right. I'm going to ask about that in a minute. I think you were saying, we're talking about, oh, yeah. So is the Black Plague virus that we saw in the news about 3 or 4 months ago in L.A., they saw the little thing, is that spreading?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's spreading and it's getting worse.
And see, people and scientists...
Now, Carolyn,
and scientists,
don't say any more. Don't say any more words. Just 1 minute. Just a minute. Don't overspeak because yeah. you're going to lose the point. Here's the point. They notice things, Bob. Science. They notice things. There's a strain. There's a knot on a log. There's a bug in the booger. There's a booger in the bug. There's something. There's a bugaboo. There's something. They don't know what it is. They don't never seen it before. It's alive. It's alive. We don't know what it is. But people have got it. It's spreading everywhere. It's terrible. It's terrible. We don't know what it is. We don't know what to do. Wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. Get something. Don't get something. Have something. Don't fuck with your mask. No, only fuck with a mask. Get 2 masks if you're going to fuck. Don't take your mask off. Except when you sit down at a table, then you can take your mask off. Because the virus doesn't live above chest level. So if you're sitting down, no virus. It's perfectly, perfectly fine. You're good. You don't have to wear a mask. So,
you just said Trump's in charge. How is that happening?
Everybody who's just laying back, not saying nothing, they're just waiting on what Trump says next. Because he's made several little speeches, and he's done lots of little thingies.
Yeah, and he puts out
his doing
memos.
His thing. Yeah.
Well, some of the Christian patriots, QAnon derivatives, they say Trump, his military gang beat the bad military, and that's why he's in charge. You don't mean that level of war.
We don't even know what that means, though. Yeah.
Well, no, there's a faction in the military that supports Trump, and they're not going to help Biden, and they're actually arresting people secretly.
Okay, well, we don't care about that.
Is that what you mean when you say Trump's in charge?
No, when the people start dying, nobody's going to listen to anybody but the viceroy. The states are already picking up unction to disagree with the federal. They're going
right.
to, you've heard of federalists, Bob. What about defederalists? We may have some defederalists on the horizon.
Defederalists. Okay, so I listened to watch Sean Hannity, and he was saying, this is ridiculous. Biden's incompetent. Everybody can see it. And what are we going to do about it?
A lot of the governors see this, right? Well, we're not extra smart. We see it. Everybody else sees it, that this guy is ridiculous.
Sure.
And they're on their own. There's no more grace. Each state has to go their own way.
Just like Texas, it's like they have a million Nicaraguans in their house to tend to them, and the government says it's perfectly okay, and it's like, oh, hell no, fuck, it ain't okay. We can start shooting them when they cross. We'll shoot them and the Department of Homeland Security. We'll shoot them all.
Yeah, I think you said citizens are going down there. Citizens are going down the border and start shooting. Is there someone behind Biden who's trying to cause this tension in America and lead to a civil war?
She still thinks she's going to become president somehow. But then, to be fair, she did hear. That's right. She did hear the show, so she's holding out hope, for at least for the right cause.
Ian's the only one that backs the idea or admits that she has a chance to get in the White House, right?
Correct. Yeah. However fleeting, she wants to be it for just a second, so she can be a diamond in the rough. Really, really rough, but a diamond in the rough.
But she won't be the first woman. Kamala will get that.
No, they'll probably take her out fast. Now, since you can impeach somebody when they're not even in office, they could go ahead and impeach Kamala, fuck up Kamala before she ever becomes the president and get that over with. They impeached Trump when he wasn't in office, so they certainly could impeach her before she becomes president. We'll solve that shit right now.
Yeah, they say that somebody was saying that she's on the news that she's talking to foreign governments and being the presidential role. Because
Biden
can't talk.
It's a violation of the Logan Act, Bob. We've got it on the Logan Act. We finally got one. Since 1812, we got one on the Logan Act. We never been missing anybody, but let's get her on the Logan Act. That's good. That's perfect. Good.
Oh, so they're setting her up.
Gotta use that law for something. Well, you know, Bob, you know that. This is fun. Listen to him goading us like he didn't plot this. He lays in the bed all day long trying to figure out something, and talks to people for countless hours to give his alibi. He wasn't plotting to take over the world. He was busy talking to his drunk gay beer salesman from Canada.
So, Carolyn, did you hear that? They're setting her up. She's violating the Logan Act. Right, Ian? That's what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
They're letting her talk.
And sedition. Mm-hmm.
Right, and she's so naive and stupid, she doesn't know she's being set up.
She's not the brightest bulb in the chandelier, that's for sure, Bob.
Well, what's odd is Laura or somebody, Tucker Carlson, says, how come Biden cannot stand in front of the microphone and report without Kamala beside him or Jill? You know, he can't stand alone. And
on a piece of tape. They put a piece of tape in the floor to show him where to stand. Because if he falls out or jumps into something or to another, like, you know, when you go into trance, Bob, and you get in your chair and you don't know where you are and you rock for an hour.
You start
saying
you got the best voter fraud organization ever invented. And that was a mistake, right?
I don't know. It might have been honest, Bob. You never know.
Right. Okay, it's something somebody told him. And he just said what he was told, right?
He's like, that's right. There you go. So if something goes bad, they can jump in right quick and say, he just had a moment. And then he can pick up the speech and say, thank you for that introduction. Thank you for that introduction, Mr. President. I got this. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you, Mr. President. I got the rest of this. Go get you a nice fresca. Get you a nice fresca to drink. You'll do good. Get you a nice drink, fresca.
Right. Now is Kamala sees how feeble Biden. So she knows she's going to be president. You know, she's pretty confident.
She gets up every day and says, you know, today's a good day to be the president of the United States of fucking America.
But her ego or her
Her id. You don't think we know, since you think we don't know the difference.
Well, Jeb, you just muddled your words, unless you meant both. We'll have to go back and check it. And Bird heard it too. Bird heard it
oh,
too.
Oh, well then. Oh, well then.
But what happened?
We'll call him on that.
Yeah, call him on it. Basically, you said the id did this, then later you said the ego did that. So we thought when you said just the id did it, that it didn't include the ego. You're making a distinction.
But it do.
They both do it.
And that's what's wrong with it, because both are simultaneously quadriphenic.
Right. And to get rid of your ego sounds like following Eckhart Tolle's method, and you don't recommend that.
No, you kill the id. Set them up against each other. Stick Dr. Dean on them and make them take a lot of magnesium. That'll take care of it.
Right.
Remag. That'll fix it.
So Trump fully understands what's unfolding around him and why he's
absolutely, absolutely clearer maybe than ever before, maybe. There were times he wasn't very sure.
Even up into January this year, that recently?
Late December, but yeah. January, he had a pretty good idea how this was going down.
Right.
Give or take.
And he agreed with that.
He has. He has.
Yeah.
Thank goodness he has. They're not mincing his words any longer.
Yeah, Trump is not mincing his words. Well, he is. He's not saying anything.
No. Okay. They aren't minting Trump's words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he's not saying anything.
Correct. Media has nothing to talk about. But they're still talking about things that he did or didn't do or should have done or could have done or might have done or should have, would have, could have done.
Well, that brings in the new headline. They're saying in tribes that New York's going after him and he's going to jail. Is that total bullshit?
What's left in New York?
Right.
Who will be the governor? Who will be the city governor of New York if they try to do that, Bob? The one that's supposed to be getting Trump's now fixing this to file the articles of impeachment on Cuomo. Quasimoto.
Who's doing
Quasimoto.
That would be done in the state?
That's the state of New York's what's going after. The attorney general of New York is what's supposed to be going after Trump. Well, they're going after Cuomo. So that don't
they
make
are.
Sense. Yeah.
They are going after Cuomo.
They're going to impeach him.
Right. Does he know that's happening?
And why?
Don't know that.
Yep. Yeah, hell yeah. They come every day. And then the little Democrats say, well, if there's one more that comes across, he's out of here. He's out of here. And then we have another one. Then the next one. Well, he only raped me 87 times in the government. It was pretty good. He only stuck it in so far. He didn't stick it much further than that. Just a little bit. And it hurt a little bit. I got pictures. I put it on the internet. I got the pictures on the internet. When one more comes through, one more, then that's it. It's over. I can't support the governor no more. Because, see, Trump said, I love y'all. I like y'all. I make mistakes. I'm human. I'm really good at this. I don't lose, but I'm really good at this. But just don't come up against me. If you don't come up against me, we can work it out. We can always figure it out. I mean, I even like saying niggers. That's okay. I don't mind. I work with anybody. Just don't come up against me. As long as you ain't coming up against me, I'll be all right. It'll be all right. But if you come up against me, I'm coming at you like a dark horse.
Yeah, now all this talk of Trump the last 10, 15 minutes and Kamala Harris and her nonsense, we can play all this, right?
Oh, yeah. Play it twice. Play it
yeah,
two times.
Good.
That'd be good. Because now what's happened is all the flavor, Trump's lost all the flavor. There's nothing to go after. Okay? The Supreme Court says you can have his income taxes, and then they look at his income taxes and go, well, whoopee shit. The man filed income taxes. Okay, let's see your income taxes. No, that's okay. It doesn't really matter about all that. We're not really talking about all that. Ain't nobody talking about all that. And then they shut up.
Right. Now, is And so they already looked at the taxes when it got released the other day. It's already been looked at.
Sure.
Led nowhere.
But you ain't heard peep out of it. Typically, they'll have a national security briefing where it's the top level of security, and you can read about it in the New York Times before the meeting's over.
They already
got it posted. But you ain't heard shit out of this, so that's not good.
And it can be done that fast. I mean, you don't have to wait 3 weeks for them to go through the files.
Well, they should never hear about it. You should never hear about it, but they leak everything. But they do it on purpose. But now it's kind of like it's over.
Why aren't they leaking?
Correct, because there's nothing to leak. Because now, after a little while, you're going to be giving him credence. And that's what they can't do.
Right, so if... Then whoever in the office, attorney generals, they got the taxes, they believed that they'd find something, right? They believed the rumors.
Correct. What are the rumors? He did business. Okay, he made money, he lost money. Okay, he built buildings. The state of New York gives him depreciation on those buildings. The federal government gives you depreciation on your long-term gains or losses. Otherwise, nobody would be in the real estate business anywhere. And because of that, then he just used those laws for his very best benefit. They send Carolyn a bill on her taxes. She pays her taxes. She doesn't pay more. She pays what they say they owe. And if they change that, she pays the difference. Okay? But she's not going to send in extra. Neither did he.
Okay. All right. Okay, so I have here, how many Americans have starved to death and it's not being reported?
It's in the high thousands. No, okay, let's say it another way. Let's talk about what is the generation that's in school now? Anti-boomers or D-boomers or
anti-boomers? The Zoomers.
Okay. Here you go, Bob. And the Zoomers, it's more Zoomers have committed suicide than have died of the COVID, COVID
400,
disease.
Yes. 400,000, they say, died. 400,000 or 500,000.
No.
More than half
of the Zoomers. Of the Zoomers.
Oh,
more Zoomers have committed suicide than have died from COVID.
And they're committing suicide because they're starving? It's too painful?
They're bored. They're done. They can't do it. It doesn't work. The tech body has ground them into a fine powdery pulp. They're captive. They can't take it no more, Bobby.
And there's no statistics being made public about that?
If you dig a little, Carolyn knows it, but she knows things people don't know.
It's
10 years today since Purple Blue, Bob. Do you feel better?
Yeah, this is the big date, March 11th. That's right. That's when JW finally wanted to figure out, what does this android mean, Bob?
Bob still don't know. And Bob still don't know. That's what's funny about it. If he ever figures it out, by God, we'll have it then. We'll know then.
I did say something when people asked, though.
You say a lot of... You emphatic fucker, you say a lot of things, don't you?
Okay, so the Zoomers can't take it. Are they aware that there's no death, and that's why it's easy to kill themselves?
Well, no, they're not acknowledging death now, because it's all some zombie apocalypse thing, or some spirit realm, or some totem that you worship now.
You're saying that people don't fear death anymore, especially the
they don't people. Acknowledge it. They don't really acknowledge it.
Well, what do they think they're doing when they commit suicide?
They don't know. Checking out, going to the beach, having a coffee. They're having a coffee.
This is like what Ian said, original primitive man, caveman. Back when we used those terms 10 years ago, you said they didn't know they died when they transitioned.
Right. Correct.
So
that's correct.
Are modern Zoomers so disembodied in the McLuhan sense, so discarnate with their digital devices, no literacy, nothing to make them dark and solid like books do. That's the thing here. We're making cave level sensibilities.
It's Herbert W. Armstrong said, "Your sinners in the hand of an angry God," quoting Jonathan Edwards' sermon, quoting the dispensationalist reality that they're now embracing.
Well, that's rapture talk, right?
Well, that's what they're waiting on now.
Yeah, but what are the suicides of their children got to do with that?
They're giving up. They're racing to the inevitable. They're racing to the inevitable.
The adults are.
Well, there's no difference, Bob. See, it bleeds down. Hopelessness, helplessness. People are seeing more benefit in not being on this planet living than being in wherever the other place is that they don't even know what is. See, they're saying that dingy dungeonite, who is that thing? Not draconian. It might be draconian, but it was the Marquis de Sade. No, it was Feldspar. No, it was Dante. That sumbitch Dante. Wouldn't sell the indulgences just right, so he made a nice big old deep hot hell, you motherfuckers. And so there you go. And so people are saying that hell that Dante was so proud of sounds more fun than what we're doing right here right now.
So the no school for the young Zoomers is more devastating than people would realize. I mean, that's what kids live for school, for the social life.
Well, they don't like school. What they like is the interaction. Where do you get dope? Where do you get people to fuck? Where do you get people to smoke cigarettes? They got to learn how to – you have to start smoking cigarettes, Bob, so you can quit smoking. How do you quit smoking if you never start?
So right? You go to school to learn those things. To get started.
Correct. To be exposed. Would we be exposed to these things of what mammaries are? How would you know what titties are, Bob? You got to find out what other people's mammaries look like. How can you judge and self-loathe yourself when you don't see anybody else? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, what McLuhan would call body percept. They need to develop body percept. You do that by
percept, which now sets it as a precept. Because they have to gauge now, they have to see what the tech body says is, or how a Zoom portrays it.
Yeah, so the body percept, the confusion caused by five bodies. So it's even harder for kids to develop body percept in our society, regardless of whether there was a lockdown. You add the lockdown in. And there's all this confusion, hopelessness, and paralysis. No wonder they're killing themselves. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So when you say it's going to get bad, you mentioned it earlier.
Some people would joke and say, "Ion, it's already bad. We lost our restaurant. We lost our city. We lost our police. They burnt down the Waffle Hut, Bob. They burnt down the Waffle Hut. They took all the bread out of Bird Dog Goodman. There's not a good loaf of bread in Coco Chanel's store on Fifth Avenue right now. There's no good loaf bread. Poor people broke into their Givenchy so they can get them some mayonnaise. There's no more mayonnaise than Givenchy. Hermé is completely out of roast beef. No more roast beef at Hermé. So, it's a bad day, Bob.
Yeah, okay, right. So, our minerals, I think you were saying our minerals are needed by people in this COVID environment.
Those that want to live, those that don't want to live, don't waste your money or time. Just buy meth. Heron is cheaper than Remag. That's what you need to know right now, Bob. Heron is cheaper than Remag. That ought to tell you something. of the state of energy, state of the anion. The state of the anion is when heron is cheaper than rene.
And that's because the cartels at the border in Mexico, they got nobody stopping the business of distributing heroin.
Who cares? That don't make no sense. It sounds like they'd be better off to slow it down to make it a little bit scarce so they would bring more money. It seems like to us, but they don't seem to see it that way. Or their their drive is not to make money. Their drive is to infiltrate a society.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's no wonder that Bob Carr don't live here no more. It's no wonder they'd have everybody on LSD all the time. They'd like James Curtis. Anything to get him under a nice viaduct, it's a good day.
You're saying Bob Carr wants LSD be distributed every day to everybody?
Sure, that's why he's not living here now.
Because it isn't. But if it was, he'd be back here.
Yep, so watch out. Watch out. Watch out on those western shores.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
everybody else we said is coming back, come back. So what's the difference with him?
Right. So, you know, we have...
Who you want to say next? We said Brian Johnson. We said Barb Peters. We said... Oh, Rejoice. That's the one you're waiting on. Rejoice. Okay.
Okay, right. So...
from the Genesee Valley.
Right. The if we're looking... If we're wondering who the hell is making CDC poisons for people, who is not putting out the stimulus checks, all the crummy stuff Biden's not solving... Is that because you've got to look at American society as run by drug cartel kind of people? The mafias have taken over?
No. You're the dark soul, Bob. You're the tech body. You should know the answer to this. You're acting like you're – this is kind of like you're like fucking Mike Douglas interviewing yourself on the Phil Donahue show.
Right.
You're like Mike Douglas interviewing yourself on the Phil Donahue show. You know exactly what's happening. The tech body is setting up in the place so that the only God that can be is the God of government. And that God of government is going to fail. So now the only intrepid position that's possibly available is to let technology, they call it science. How many times have you heard him say, follow the science? Come on, Bob, follow the science. It's aperture science. Even Nyon said it's aperture science. Go with what you can see. You don't have to believe in nothing. Go with what you see. Believe them lying eyes of yours. The tech body will show you what to see. They'll show you how cats can play the piano. They'll show you how they can show you how they can put niggers on the moon. They'll show you everything. They'll show you all them things. Yeah.
And that will fall too.
We'll see. That's up to you. We'll see how you handle it. Under pressure. That's another Queen song. That's another Queen song you're real fond of. Under pressure.
Yeah. Right. So what we
I think you secretly had something going on with Freddie Mercury, is what I think. He probably thought you were hot too, Bob. What do you think?
Yeah. I can see that. But listen to this. So we have this situation where Bob's asking himself, should we kill everybody off or just half the people? And Bob listens to himself and he makes a decision. That's what's happening here. I'm the tech body. Aren't you part of the tech body sometimes?
No. We're just Jim Brady, and he asked us, and we said, Bob, we had half a mind not to come.
Okay. So, right now,
it's a Brady law. What are we going to do? It's a Brady law. There's nothing we can do, Bob.
Yeah, right now, our minerals are needed for the intensity of the virus today. But tomorrow, we're going to need the amino acids level of stuff to deal with
that's
the morbidity.
But you've gotten the people built up to a point now. People are overcoming things. Some people are dying off real quick, but other people are becoming very interdependent, which is what Carolyn talks about in the way your human genome, they say it's in your genes, how some people can overcome, and those octogenarians and those centenarians or vloglinarians, whatever they are now, I don't know. People just will not fucking die. They have these different setups that allow their body to hang on, okay? And they can function, and they don't get arthritis, and they don't have GERDs. They don't have to have the GERDs and the IBS. They don't have to have all the nasty, disgusting things. Things don't fall off of them and stuff. Okay? So they just naturally get that. Now, that's that.
If they're on our products, you're saying. If they're on our products.
Correct.
Okay.
Great. Well, now we would say it just in general, but then if you add the mineralization, maybe we may just drop complete metformas altogether and call it the remineralization of America. The remineralization of America. Except there's more than America. She's probably selling more outside of America than she is inside anymore. That's a whole other conversation. Don't get that started or she'll become a multinational corporation that's trying to put the space Jews in charge of something again. Don't get that started. That's all you need to overcome that. The Oakley Winfrey will have you going against the queen or something crazy. You get too carried away with that. So soften all that down. And then ask the question, Bob. You've got us all worked up.
Okay. So Carolyn asked about frequency. She said, well, that's frequency. But that's emotions. Now, is that any emotions? Any emotions?
We went over emotions to death. But emotions aren't what they think. What you think they are. Emotions aren't what you think they are.
Well, so what we think they are. What we think are emotions. What are they? If they're not emotions.
Well, what are they? What are they? What do you say is an emotion? You're right here.
Some kind of feeling.
Oh, well, no, it's more than a feeling, they said.
Yeah.
Didn't you hear Boston? It's more than a feeling.
Yeah. Great music. Yeah. Better than Zappa. Yeah. Better than Zappa. I never thought you'd hear that.
With a beer back in Chicago. We can get some Chicago. That'll finish you right on off. Yeah. You'll have a whole show. Next Tuesday, you should just play all ELO and Boston and Atlanta rhythm section.
And the bad blood, sweat, and tears after Al Kooper left them.
Oh, my God, after Al Kooper. Oh, my God. Yeah, there you go. And you might get some broken social scene in there. They had about one song that was pretty good there. Maybe one. But anyway,
emotions,
you were saying.
Emotions in matter are the same, you said the other day, as in humans. But they're not what we think are emotions. So what are these things we think are emotions? Confusion?
Drivers. Don't say confusions because it's not a negative thing. They're drivers. You get
the
off,
real
you
emotions
get this
or
off,
the fake
get,
ones? The silly ones or the real emotions?
Both will make you cry. Both will make you burn down your house. Both will make you kill your mama. Both will cause all those things. Both will cut your arms off to show that you can bleed. Both will make you walk away from your family and never speak to them again.
Right.
The live and the memory.
Is the ascension process a discipline almost, a process of awareness that...
Not an emotion. Not an emotion.
Right.
You don't
you're
overcome
not controlled
emotion.
By your, you overcome
never.
Emotions if you ascend.
Correct. And Carolyn does that anyway. She's like, don't get so emotional. Just do the steps. Do the processes. Did you do the last thing I told you to do? No. Okay. Then do that and then call me later. You know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you again what you're supposed to do when you didn't do the last thing I told you to do. It's not an emotion.
Right. So
obviously, by not listening to me, apparently you want to remain sick. So you're calling me to remind me that I'm not good enough to help you, and you're telling me that you're still going to remain sick despite my very best efforts to assist you out of your plight. Kind of like that.
Yeah. Okay, so the outer kingdom, that falls away as you ascend. The inner kingdom, emotions, falls away as you ascend. But the middle kingdom
doesn't
fall away.
It's absorbed. The middle kingdom absorbs both those kingdoms and puts them mise en place. Uh-oh, you lost Karen. She's going to bed.
She's learning too much. Okay.
Going to be.
So,
can't blame her.
Right,
can't blame her.
So the absorption of inner and outer kingdoms, do the remag, which had some ice cell and strange stuff in there.
So emotions in the outer kingdom, in the inner kingdom, in the middle kingdom, they merge. They're absorbed. And as they're absorbed, they don't matter. You're not driven by the emotion. You know what you know, and you go with it. It's what we know. Let's go with it. You shift and change. You can adjust that, but that doesn't change the dynamics of what you're driven to as an emotion. Oh, I have to do this, or my lover is going to leave me. Well, if you're going to leave, you're going to go. Go ahead and go. If you got to go, don't worry about me. Just go ahead and go. Oh, I don't have money to do this. I can't do that. Okay, then just forget about it. Kill yourself. Don't worry about it. Don't be driven by that, because all those things that you're describing are fleeting. That means they don't have any staying power. That means they have no vicentrical capacity to bind you to something or anything or everything. Oh, I have to go plant a garden so I can have food, or I'm going to starve to death. I have a fear of starving to death. I have an emotion about food or something. Okay, the bird doesn't cry when it gets to eat. It gets to eat. The lilies of the field don't cry, and you try to guilt them. Although gilding a lily is a beautiful thing, I ain't mad about that. You get enough high noble gold, it's a good thing to use the gold on. That's all right. We ain't mad about that. So becoming a lily gilder couldn't be too bad. But they're right pretty on their own. You don't have to do that. You can if you want to. It doesn't have to be your making your heart sing of your be your life's work. Okay? Now, as you move through those different kingdoms, we talked about those realms. We talked about all those the Ottoman Empire. We talked about the empires. We talked about the Qing Dynasty. We talked about the Ming Dynasty. We talk about these different capacities that you are looking at historically to gauge a fathomable realm. Elizabeth II, Queen of England, longest ruling monarch ever, a pretty big deal. She's running shit, still running shit. Oh, we're going to lose Philip. Y'all, by the way, just saying, get ready. You're going to lose him. But that's all right. He chose to go. He hadn't been happy in 4 or 5 years. He can't get his ying up no more. And he was going to have a new family. He's going to take a new lover and have a new family because the mother's kind of turned their back on him a little bit, you know. But, you know, after Margaret, though, what are you going to do? There wasn't really much left after that. Things happen, you see. It's just the way it goes. But anyway, that's another conversation. But let's just get some sensible shoes about this and have a knees-up affair. It'd be nice. Knees up. It'd be a good affair. Okay. So now what happens, you find out about these realms and how they apply. And that application is how you rule and reign. That's without emotion. Okay? First time ever, they've gone after the fucking Queen of England with their own goddamn family. Nigger shit, of course, always. What color's my baby? Bullshit. Like that even matters, for Pete's sake. Queen Elizabeth II wants your taxes. She don't care what color you are. She wants them monies, what she's worried about, something to rule over. She could care less what color you are or where you came from or any of that kind of stuff. But I don't know. All these goddamn American divorcees has to come go get into the royal colony. If they had it just right, they wouldn't let all this riffraff in the damn lineage of the line of chain of command in the first place. So, just saying. So she has her own problems she's having to deal with, but she responded by saying it saddens us, and if y'all think we're prejudiced, that was not us, but we'll deal with it from a private family matter. Well, I'll straighten my house up. So she's fixing to, y'all. Don't worry about it. She's fixing to. It's pretty ugly, because she's going to handle it. She knows she went through a few world wars. So don't scare her. It's okay. Queen Victoria still got the line in the bathtub where you can only have that much water, for Pete's sake. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. They're having to live like dogs. All right. So that realm and that kingdom or lineage is run a certain way. And that way that it's run is allowing things to occur or happen a certain way. Now, that's not the way it's going to end. But that is the way it's going presently. And so your realm is the same way. Your story, you're telling, how does this work? Gene, are you or are you not going to get the architectural shingles to cover the whole goddamn barn or not? Yes or no? You say it don't make no difference to us. It's okay with us. All right. It's four bundles to a square. No, it's three. You know, no. It's four bundles to a square. It ain't three, which kind of adds to the whole line, but it makes a beautiful roof line. So that part's good. So now you're just deciding and working out those details of allowing that into your realm. That's outer kingdom, inner kingdom, middle kingdom. So those kingdoms, as they bump into each other, have to be melded into your world. Like pinochle score, you meld the score of pinochle. You can look that up. You gauge your points and then play your hand. Play the hand you got. And when you play that hand, you get your meld, your points. If you can pull 20, the simple save, you get 20, you simple save, you got it. But you got to have your meld count your points to declare your points that you're trying to save. Same way in this thing called life. You can win the hand, but you don't get any points. Or you can have all the points and not save 20, you're screwed. Can't make 20, you're screwed. See the rub? But if you can save, then you're good. From your bid to your meld. Because what you bid is what you put on the table. Your meld is what comes off of that. That's the same way life runs. That's the same way. That's why you got to have pinochle cards to play. That's what's wrong. People are playing pinochle with regular decks of cards. Or Uno fucking cards. That's what's wrong with it. Yeah. So there you go. So that's pretty amazing as you kind of, okay, let's see. What you want to talk about now? Nasty Pelosi. That might be fun. Nobody's heard nothing out of Schumer. Hey, what happened to Eric Swalwell? He ain't doing so swell well these days. What's up with all that?
Yeah, you're saying that when you don't hear from these guys, that means they're not doing well. When
right.
they're being heard from, they're doing well.
Or they're in focus. They're in focus. And when they're in focus, there ain't shit going on. They're watching them. They see them. But then when they disappear,
when they
evaporate.
When they're in focus, you got to watch out. Yeah, when they're in focus, they allow the media to watch them. They allow the media to watch Eric. But when he disappears, that means they ain't in focus.
That's when something's going on. Something's up.
Right. And they're a bit weakened. Thumbs up.
Yeah,
did you like our
little montage we did you with the Queen Elizabeth II and the realm and the dynasty and the family and how that works and how you control your realm without emotion? Did you like that? That was pretty good.
That was awesome. That was a good one. That's going to blow their minds. A lot of creaming of pants will happen when they hear that little bit.
Panties creamed while you wait. That's a beautiful day.
Right. Okay, so...
Karen's gone to bed, so I'm safe, you see. I'm okay.
Oh, yeah, with the queen. Is it the same syndrome as Trump? You go against the queen, it's like if you go against Trump, you get in trouble. Does that apply to the queen
as
it does to Trump?
Well, we would like to say yes, but except with the queen, she doesn't care. See the rub? The Queen of England, she doesn't even acknowledge or care that you're in the conversation.
She's more ascended than
Trump.
She
doesn't acknowledge you. We'd say yeah. It's not personal. We'd say yeah because it's not personal to her. Things happen. People have opinions. They have the right to be wrong.
All right. So because she's more ascended, she's not in the realm of reaction, action and reaction that Trump's in. So that
Perfect.
If you go against Trump, you get
well,
Trump
now,
reaction.
Now, wait now. Trump almost is out of it himself. Almost. He's almost ascended it himself. Because now all of a sudden he's not so stirred up. Because now he can come back and say, yeah, y'all got this story. Y'all got this shit figured out. I'm glad I should have stepped out of the way long ago. Y'all got it took care of. Damn, y'all beat my time again. You're doing great. This is great. Y'all liking this all right? Okay, good. Just making sure. See, it's kind of a slap. As you'd say, it's a nice big slap in the face.
Right.
So the stuff they were bantering him for, here, here, Here is now Joe gonna give you a big old question and answer first press conference of his presidency tonight. He's gonna do that tonight. And oh, the things you're gonna learn. Oh my God, the things he's gonna tell you. He's gonna explain it. He's gonna just Lucy, he got some explaining to do. They're gonna explain it all, Bob. You're gonna get all solved. All queries solved tonight. Don't you worry. It's gonna be a hoot nanny tonight. Well, don't get too carried away about that, because he's not running anything, so he certainly can't explain anything that he's running, obviously.
Did you say he couldn't explain, could not explain anything he's supposed to be running?
He can't explain because he don't even know where he is. How's he going to explain something? So,
well,
they won't even announce that he's going to have a State of the Union or not, for God's
sake. I know, I know. But the people around him, they know he's going to blow it. So what are they getting ready for? They're getting ready to leave?
25th Amendment.
25th Amendment. So this is going to show the 25th Amendment direction. This is going to push it
way. That's why. But they're going to milk him now. But after a little while, he's going to mess up, and he's not going to give them every goddamn thing they want. And when he does that, or people start kicking a little bit, then he's going to go against them. And when he goes against them, oh, he's insane. We lost him. He was a really good president. I miss him. Where'd y'all do Joe? Joe, what happened to Joe? Oh, my God, the best president that ever was. He gave us everything we had for. He was for nigger people. He likes nigger people. Oh, God, he loves Spaniards. Nobody loves Spaniards more than Joe Biden. He included everybody. Joe Biden was for the little man. Oh, if we could just have Joe, he lost his mind. There's nothing we can do. Okay, come on, come on, come on, come on, let me fuck you. Come on, fuck up Kamala. Then fuck up Kamala, gonna get a chance. But that ain't gonna last because he's already on their shit list.
Who's they? The AOC?
The Democrats. Democrats, yeah. Democrats. Well, we don't know what they are. Democrats, it's the Democrats. And yeller dog Democrats. The Republicans are just sitting on the side. Hey, Bob, they're sitting on the levee. We played that song for you on your radio, and you wouldn't even play it. Waiting on the Robert E. Lee and Al Jolson in blackface. And you didn't even play it. You didn't even acknowledge. You just acted like we was a bad old chili fart. You ain't
treated
us like we
was
flatulent.
You said it. You
hell
said it to
yes.
Me.
Hell yes. Sitting on the Robert E. Lee doing the dancing. And Al Jolson in blackface, and it had little Jimmy Durante. No, and it had who is that woman? Liza Minnelli's mama, Judy Garland, and that little fat face with a little fat fucker with a big nose. It was about the same height. He was a little short one. It's about the same size as
Mickey
Garland.
Rudy?
Mickey Rooney. Yes. See, you do know something. Nicky Rooney, they said they dancing down on the levee, sitting on the levee, waiting on the Robert E. Lee. Yes, Lord. It was a good one. A good time was had by all, Bob. A good time was had by all.
Okay, excellent. Excellent little lesson there for us. Where are we at? Oh, where did we get moved to?
Behind the preposition.
Yeah, okay.
You're trying to
sort
out emotions, the id, and the ego, and the ego-less reality that merges
Okay, does the middle kingdom ever disappear for an ascended person?
We don't know.
Okay.
Guys, all right. It never has to. In our world, it never has to. It can empirically. Like the Ming, you could ask the same question about the Ming Dynasty, and we'd say, oh, no, Bob, Akinoi. There's never a case where there's not a Ming Dynasty. Never. And you go,
right, but the,
there is no more Ming Dynasty. We're going to go, oh, that's not possible. See, in our world, in our perspective, you can't undo a dynasty. Can't undo it. Can't do it.
Okay.
But,
okay, I got that.
Semicolon.
I got that.
Here we go.
Okay.
He's so smart.
What?
He's
I thought you said semicolon. Really, you were going to say some more after the semicolon?
No, but you told us to stop, so we had to stop.
Oh, okay. You can go now. lights turn green.
Nah, it's on. It's on.
Oh, yeah.
You run it. Yeah, you got us again. You got us again, Bob. You got us again.
Yeah. The Middle Kingdom. Something about that. Is the Middle Kingdom what we like to call the Big Now?
I don't even know. Is that like the big Lebinsky?
No, it's more like the dot. You mentioned the dot. That's the Big Now. It's a tiny little spot, right? All time spaces.
Dot.
That's the dot. Does the Middle Kingdom have all times and spaces as diluted as the phenomena is?
We don't even know what you just said.
Just say that then,
because you're confusing everybody. Because you start going on these, he goes on these antiphonal, tripinal, vague ways, and nobody knows what's up. But yeah,
You talk about that it is the big now is equal to the dot.
Yeah. We don't like that, but we're going to say, yeah, it's going to change next Wednesday, so don't worry. Don't get too wrapped up in that. So next Wednesday, you can hear what happened last Tuesday, but you can't know that until the tape comes from next. So it's a Wednesday, is a week off, Bob. You got to have 1 week off.
May Brussels. Okay, so but you do talk about Chambord Castle's a marker place. The dot's a marker place. So you do talk about times and spaces within the terminology of marker place, but that's transitional, temporary, nothing you can put your mother in, right?
We would say in that repose, the only thing we can come even close to it is the acronym.
The acronym does that role?
Attack the TARDIS. TARDIS.
The TARDIS, TARDIS. Is that a phenomenon? What's the TARDIS?
No. The Doctor Who.
Oh, okay. Quoting modern media game. Okay. All right, here's a point. When I
that
give
a T-A-R-A D-I-S
TARDIS. Okay, I can look that up.
Time and relative dimensions in space.
That's the dot or the big now?
That's the dot. That's correct.
Okay. Not the big now.
It's too glib. We would say yes, but it's such a glib cliched archetype that most people won't even know what you're talking about. So we don't want to get too far down that particular rabbit hole, really. We'd stay on the edges of it. Like something that's impregnable, like something that changes the outer dimensions of an inner layout, something that's beyond telepathic or in a telekinesis ramification that can cause, catch this, can cause the state of an emotion. Oh, so now this thing can cause an emotion, like a fear-based reality of your worst fear that's unrealized can still fuck you up.
And you're saying that's the dot. The dot does all that.
That's included in the dot. That's why we're adding time into this thing, because you all live in time. So that's
right.
Why the TARDIS applies. That was good. You're so smart, Bob. You've been practicing. Damn, you're getting good at this. Excellent, Bob. Damn.
That's true. So I have this question. Finishing up the dot. James Joyce ended Ulysses with a big dot.
Yes.
Was he thinking of the dot accurately?
He was. He is. Still is. He's been working on a rewrite, Bob. You'll love it.
Right, so that his spinning his wake was an attempt to show the dot that was just a dot in Ulysses, but then it became in action. The dot, the drama of the dot, and the drama of cognition is spinning its wake.
Yeah, and that's like the Warner Brothers took a chance at it, too, with the Animaniacs, with Yakko, Wakko, and Dot. Same thing.
Right. Okay. when you say that I gave $3 trillion for the first stimulus check, and more trillions are coming, but that's the last deposit.
You're not doing any more. You haven't approved any more. No more is going to be sent. Maybank's not going to release another dime. That's it. No more.
So
now Schumer says we can do another stimulus if we need it. Well, he needs to get somebody. He's going to get Janet Yellen. Going to have to start handwriting the bills if that's the case. So say you're not doing no more.
Right. So. I understand.
And that's
that,
fair. It's enough. It's enough. It's enough to ruin the United States of America.
Right. So the you mean the debt that's created is what causes the ruin?
Well, we don't know if they never sold any bonds. We're not quite sure how there's a debt, Bob. That's our trouble with it. You gave it. You didn't ask for it back. You just said, here, shut up. Here, it's like Karen giving money to the milkman. She just gives it to him. She don't say nothing about it. She just says, here. Shut up.
Right, and the
just saying
we gave the money, but it's not necessarily a good result for America. They take the money, doesn't it?
Right, we'll have to.
Well, I'll
let you know. Well, there's fallout. Every way, there's fallout. You never worry. There's fallout.
Okay, so here's the proposal. Okay. Is this accurate? I am not aware of the $1 trillion that I'm giving away.
Well, it's out of your account. I don't know why you're not.
Yes, but my account includes the future when we release Coldplay, which means we are in charge of everything. We have created the medium, and that's worth trillions.
No, so it's worth more. It's worth quadrillions, Bob. You're going to control electricity. When the great here. Stop. When the great state of Texas goes to bed with no electricity, something is terribly wrong.
Are they still in that condition?
They're almost over it now, but that was a fleeting condition that was even possible. 6 months ago, there's not a Texan or anybody in the fucking United States would have believed that for one damn second. Ever.
Right. Okay, so because
I mean, that would be like Carolyn. That'd be like Carolyn getting up and says, "I'm out of Remag. I got no more Remag. We're out of Remag. Got none." That Carolyn running out of Remag is about the same as Texas running out of natural resources. About the same.
I got it. I got that. So I'm saying because the future isn't part of the now, in the past, I've already got that quadrillions. In my account, and that's what I'm giving out. It's the effect of the call play, which is here, and that we're already quadrillionaire.
You're sharing. You're sharing that condition to get them over the hump so they can make it. Same thing the Nazis did, Bob. They did the same thing.
They shared something.
That's where they got. Where'd they get all the money? The Third Reich got paid, Bob. Who paid them? Bob, you funded the Third Reich. You paid for the gas lines at Auschwitz, Bob. You did that.
Yeah. So I was thinking, okay, I think that's teleology or something.
Teleology. That's what Stang's been trying to do for years, to have some teleology. Ooh, I'm going to tell you something. I got some teleology.
Mm-hmm. Okay, listen. So the teleology or the final cause or the final effect is all through time and space, diluted as it was, Bob would get to the Coldplay and release it and change this world completely. Therefore, Bob had a loan to work with going back 10,000 years. That's why I was involved every fucking dynasty, because I was the guy the effects preceding the cause, like a detective story written backwards. Bob had the solution 10,000 years ago.
You made up too many. You made up too many words, and you're starting to believe your deluded state of grace, Bob.
Yeah, you know I'm going to play this. You're trying to cover your ass. That's what
you're doing there. CYA. Hey, Bob. CYA equals E and O. Did you know that?
Great. No problem.
You know what that means? Do you know what
that means?
No,
I don't. Canadian Yuppie Organization.
CYA. No. Cover your ass. It equals employment and opportunity, Bob.
Okay. So we explained where Bob's shillings came from, and they're still coming from, and why he had it way back there, and why he did whatever you said I just did. I did that, because I had the funds to do it. Okay.
Not to mention what you stole from the Ottoman Empire, but that's another conversation. They really weren't using it. Constantinople was a little overrated, so you know it's no big deal.
Okay. Eric, you can get sick on the we used to say the astral plane, purgatory, the non-physical realm. Is non-physical in the purgatory if it has merged via you with the physical?
We don't know. We don't even know. That's a Dante thing. Don't worry about that. It doesn't matter, Bob.
Okay.
You're not going to get us to qualify or quantify something from Mr. Crowley. You know, come on now. You can do better than that.
Why does Ian mock uptalk when people do it?
Because it's ridiculous. You know? You know what I mean? Well, do you get it? Because it's up talk? Because it's like, you know, like the Valley Girls. This is like Moon Unit. You know, like, you know. Up talk, it's like you're trying to ask the question without a question mark. Just ask the fucking question. You got to up talk? Why do you want to up talk? Does that make you more superior? Are you more superior? You don't need to up talk to make your statement. Just say it.
Yeah, Ian doesn't like the hypocrisy of up talk or the...
Correct. When you do that, we're going to call you what you are. You need to know what you are. You do up top with us. We'll tell you just exactly how to milk out in the coconut. They don't like that too much. Now you say, this is what we say back. This is what we say to you. Hey, Bob, it ain't no fun when the rabbit's got the gun, is it?
Okay, next point.
Regularly, and she knows it. She's in the first year.
I assume you got to deal with the neighbors. You're dealing with the neighbors there, okay? So you're finished.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead.
She didn't want to be exposed. Then you were saying another sentence about that?
Yeah, we didn't say any more about it other than that.
Is that a dog barking? What's going on there?
That's Astro. He's woke up and he's mad. Tell him, Astro.
Never wakes up when non-physical is happening.
It must be time to go. It must be time to go. It's 8:00. Say it one more time. Tell it. Say it one more time. Tell it.
What?
Yeah. They're through with you, Bob. Hurry up.
Okay. Fine. Who is trying to dispel Carolyn? Is it in the medical establishment, or are there agents of oligarchy, the Warren Buffett level? Who is frightened of Carolyn?
Everybody.
The drug companies?
Everybody. Everybody.
Because she actually can do something that everybody else is claiming they can do or one day will
actually,
be able to do.
She actually has. When she stopped modern medicine, she stopped modern medicine. And now people can go on Zoom and get doctored. You don't need a doctor anymore, Bob. If you can go to Zoom and get doctored, you can go to WebMD and get doctored. Oh, she don't like them. Okay, then you can go to TechBody and get doctored. And they'll do more for you than the damn doctor. And you don't have to sue them because they won't let you die. They'll keep you alive. TechBody do you right.
Who will keep you alive? The tech body?
Tech body. If it wants to, it'll keep you alive.
Right. So everybody's trying to dispel Carolyn. and people are trying to put her down. Even Ionots are trying to do that, right?
Sometimes, not often. Okay, bring it around the mountain, Bob. You're 4 hours. Let's go. Yeah. What do you want?
Okay, so we did that. Fauci's an idiot. Fauci's very aware of Carolyn, correct?
Oh, yes, he is.
What about Dr. Burke, the woman? Does she know about Carolyn?
We took her out. We took her out of the picture.
Which helped her?
Yeah, she's retired. Retarded, whatever.
So she's not concerned about Carolyn. She's left the building.
She's left the building.
And Cuomo's going to jail for manslaughter.
Or get impeached. He'll just get impeached.
Oh, he may not go to jail. Okay. And Trump will not be arrested. Forget that one. Drugs exaggerates all that. Yeah. And a Utah woman dies from vaccine. That's a headline. Is that what we're talking about?
She just got her second vaccine, not the first one. Second vaccine. Fell dead. Dead as a sack of hammers.
But that is an example of the virus getting inside her, mixing with the effect of the first vaccine, and you die. So she's
and we don't know why she swallowed the fly, Bob.
Right. So that's a big scandal. And Dr. Sherry Tenpenny will be on that like a...
Oh, my God. Yes, and that naturopath will be on it, too. Oh, my God. Yes. The Zeitmeister.
that naturopath. Okay.
Natural News, Bob. Natural News.
Oh, Mike Adams?
Mm-hmm. Mike Adams. Mm-hmm.
Right. Talking to angels is obsolete because there's no more grace. If grace is the angels guiding you to the guff and they protected you for their
but
own
you be
purposes.
Careful. Be careful because there's still a death angel that may collect you. So you still have a trembler involved there, Bob.
Is that all of humanity has to deal with the death angel?
Okay.
Right. Is a jinn an angel?
No. Jinn is not an angel.
So,
it's a trap spirit. It's not an angel. It's a trap spirit.
In a human body?
Not necessarily. Jinns can take any form.
Okay. So, when Roxy first had Umberto fucking her, it was an angel. And then it got replaced by a jinn. Isn't that the way it went?
Sort of. There were three. She's killed two of them already.
Okay. Three angels or three jinns?
Come on now, Bob. The first was an angel. The second was a jinn. The third was a jinn.
Okay.
That's what we just said.
She killed three.
Now what else you got? You ready?
Wrapping up. Here it is.
Better hurry.
To make it clear, talking to angels is obsolete because there's no more grace.
Yeah, you're not talking to angels. You give them orders.
Right. Can you give them orders in a post-grace world?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
These and air still apply.
Right. Dave Emery used to say, you know, when you talked about Hitler, people thought there was a lone nut theory of history. It was caused by this one guy, Adolf Hitler, the whole World War II. Do you agree with that?
It's the lone nut. It's kind of ridiculous, but yeah, we'll go with it. It's kind of fun. You're going to transubstantiate against something, so yeah, it's okay. It's fun. It's fun enough. It's a glib, clichéable archetype, but we'll play with it. It's okay. It's something you can recover from, the lone nut syndrome. It might be fun to land over or outside of.
There are many causes that caused World War II. And actual fact, many factors.
Most of it was the Britain's economy.
All right, the British economy. Okay. We did analyze Dolores Cannon like 10 years ago. Was she silly that she claimed she brought had people remember their past lives? What was she actually making people remember? Their present?
Their knownness. Their knownness. The part
and also
that were known.
or their other selves that were
there aren't other
around.
Selves. What are the other? What are your other selves?
Well, you said you first started off saying we had. I had another Bob. There was another Bob. Then and later, it was like thousands of them.
But that's still Bob. The thousand Bobs are still Bob. So we're going to remind you, Bob, what Bob is. Okay, Bob, there's another Bob. It's just like this Bob. You're that Bob. This is those Bobs. So this Bob. Okay, so those Bobs. Bob, you remember last Tuesday? You remember last Tuesday, Bob? Yeah, you did a show. Yeah, is that now that wasn't the same Bob that did Saturday show. That was completely different. Nobody's got enough energy to stay up that long. It's kind of crazy. You can't do that. So that'd be the same parallel. So good.
Well, that was other Bobs? Or it was a one
maybe.
Bob?
Maybe. Okay.
Are the 12 JWs only one JW?
Yeah, they intermingle, but yeah.
So there are other selves, but they come from one self.
Always. Otherwise, you'd get lost in yourself.
Right. Is that part of the...
Did you get that? That's good.
Right. Is that a fallen state to create other selves? That's the begatting in Deuteronomy.
It's a cop-out. Yes, that's exactly right.
Right. So you make family, you make other beings, because the womb's not closed, and you also make other of yourself. That's all degradation. It is all perversity to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.